Newell Fonda State Tournament Basketball. Chris Bachman joined by head coach Dick Jungers. Game time coming up here shortly. Coach, let's go back to Monday. It's always nice to reflect on a victory. However it happens, you know, whether you want to break down all 32 minutes, bottom line, it was 53-42. Mustangs prevail. Again, congratulations to you and your team.
Well, thank you. You know, at this time of year, you know, you have to do a variety of things well to be successful. And, you know, what can you do if the shots aren't falling like you'd like them to? And you know, this group of kids just personified that with tremendous intensity, great effort, hustle on the defensive side, and forcing turnovers. And, you know, very rarely do you get up 70 shots in a game, but, you know, we got 70 shots up in a game, and the other team only got 33 shots up, and we made just enough to pull through. So we get to play again, and we're very excited about that.
Yeah, the field goal attempts is an amazing statistic that you just mentioned. But another thing about your team, you talk about how the one thing I guess stands out, Coach, when you're missing shots, you know, it's easy to maybe hang your head and just get down on yourself. I never did see that on Monday.
No, and that's what's unique about this group of kids. They don't get down themselves. They move on to the next play very quickly. And you know, and we spend a lot of time working on stuff like that, because once a play happens, you can't change it. So the only thing you can do is move on and come with the right attitude to get the next one. And that's what these guys do. They just get after people, and they know they're going to make a few mistakes, but they're hopefully going to force the other team to make some mistakes as well.
Coach, this is an awesome Final Four in Class 1A. Let's just check this out. Turkey Valley, a team you beat in the regional final last year. They play Burlington Notre Dame. We know that's the team you beat for the state beat in the semifinal. And then, of course, you have Springville, who you beat in the title game. I mean, what an awesome Final Four here this year.
You know, it's just kind of crazy. You know, we put ourselves in a situation to be in this mix of really good teams, and you know, let's roll the dice and let's see how this all plays out. But I think no matter what matchups prevail, there's going to be some phenomenal storylines for the media to gravitate to.
Most definitely. And Coach, we need to take a short break to hear from our sponsors who make this broadcast possible here on Storm Lake Radio. We'll visit more with Coach Jungers right after this on Mix 101.7. Mustang basketball state tournament game coming up here shortly. Springville, the opponent. And did you happen to throw in last year's state championship game just to refresh the memory of how we defeated this team a season ago?
I did. And, you know, and definitely the big stage and the lights were bright that night. And, you know, I was able to break that game tape down amongst several others just to see where we can gain our edges. And, again, just a very well-coached team. They do things fundamentally right, and you know, they're a handful.
Coach, you know, of course, that was last year. They graduate some players, as did Newell Fonda. But both teams also bring many players back. I mean, what concerns you the most about Springville as you get ready for the Orioles?
You know, their defensive ability, they're very long, lanky, athletic kids, got some good size in the post, and you know, that's one edge that they probably have, is they're just probably a little bit longer, a little bit taller than us, and we're going to have to find ways to score against their very aggressive 2-3 zone, and that's going to be one of our biggest challenges.
Any other challenges that you might have or you might bring up at practice here as you and I record this on Wednesday, as you have one more run-through with the gals?
You know, I think, you know, little things go a long way. You know, the hustle, getting those hustle plays, the hustle balls, you know, some coaches call it the 50-50 balls, getting those extra rebounds, not letting them get second chances. If, you know, if we can contest the first shot and make them shoot over a hand, even if it is a little bit shorter, that reduces shooting percentages tremendously. And then, but we can't give up those rebound putbacks. You know, and then the other thing is this team moves the ball around very well, and with their athleticism, they create some mismatches inside with the ball reversals. We're going to have to find a way to slow that down. We can't let them just reverse the ball freely around the perimeter, and then, you know, we just can't let them get very many easy looks at the basket. So defensively, that's what we're going to have to do. And then offensively, we're going to have to get those guys to move a little bit. We're going to have to make them get up and down with us a little bit to be successful. And obviously, the big thing is when they are set up in their defense, how are we going to create those scoring opportunities? I know, you know, I think Kingsley shot over 33 pointers against them on Monday, and if they're falling, three-pointers are awesome, but if they're not, you know, Kingsley made a little charge at the end of the game because they did finally knock down some threes, but the point is you got to find some baskets inside as well.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck to you and your team. Look forward to seeing you play on Thursday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris. Always glad to have you.
Thank you. Coach Dick Jungers in the pregame after a short break. We'll have the starting lineups next on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.